Derek, maybe first and foremost, I mean, that's scary to see a teammate and a line mate go through. Just, you know, just your thoughts on having to see that.
Yeah, it was really tough. Obviously, I'm a new face around here, but Cass and I have bonded. He's like my brother sitting next to me in the locker room, so to see him like that on the ice, yeah, it just makes me sick to my stomach. It's a tough feeling, and haven't seen him yet in the locker room, but I heard he's doing all right. So, yeah, just not an enjoyable experience for sure.
A night for your line, you know, you guys chip in a bit offensively, some good defensive plays as well. He was really physical through most of the night. Did you feel like the line clicked as well as it had tonight?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought we took some major strides as a line. Started making some plays in the O zone. Obviously, getting that goal is huge for the confidence. And, yeah, I thought we were useful in all situations. And it's one of those games where, you know, a couple shifts weren't going our way in the second. We stuck with it and ended up playing in the O zone and getting that goal. So I think, yeah, I really like my line. I think we can be really effective and just continue to stick with it, grow our game, get confidence and chemistry playing with each other. And yeah.
Derek, not to belabor the fight, but, you know, you said Zach's feeling okay, that we're, based on what you've seen. Did you see him kind of come off the ice? And, you know, certainly sounds like he's doing better than what he was looked to as he came off the ice there.
Yeah, I haven't seen him yet. I just heard from what Tip was saying in the end of the meeting or the end of the game meeting there. And, yeah, I can't really comment because I don't really know. I'll leave it to the medical staff. So I just know that he's doing all right.
You obviously, you know, had the goal, but you also chipped in with the defensive play at the end, stopping the chance. You know, is that the type of game that you think you could play, kind of doing both ends of the ice there?
Yeah, 100%. I've talked about it since I've been here. I feel like that I can contribute on both sides of the ice, and I have to. I mean, as a depth player, you have to find ways to contribute both offensively and defensively, especially when you have the top guys like we do. You have to find ways to chip in and help them out. Take the burden off their back a little bit. So that's what I'm working towards here in the preseason. And obviously one more game, and then we start the real stuff.
Derek, what did you think overall of the penalty kill? You guys haven't got to do a lot of it. What did you think of it tonight?
Yeah, honestly, we haven't been able to practice it a ton either. So I guess maybe it was kind of nice to practice it a little bit tonight. It's good. It's a little different than the system that I was playing in Calgary and also different than I played in Carolina in terms of our up-ice pressure and our forecheck, but I feel like I'm getting more comfortable in the structure there, and I kind of look forward to practicing it more, especially in practice. Yeah, no better practice than to go against Leon and Connor, too. So, yeah, it's something that it's a work in progress, and I feel like we're getting chemistry with our kill mates, if you will, whoever we're working with, and I'm sure that'll change and shuffle as the regular season gets underway, but definitely some strides tonight for sure.
Do you find, in your experience having been around the league, does it take some time when you bring in a few new guys just to get that chemistry and be on the same page? Is it just usual that, I don't know if it's 5-10 games, is there a number, or is it just the amount of reps and kills you have?
I don't think there's a number, at least I don't know what it is, but it definitely takes time, just like anything in life where you're getting used to whoever you're working with, and hockey's definitely no different. The game's so fast, there's so many reads that you have to be able to read off each other, know where each other are going, and that also comes with understanding and knowing our structure, where we're pressing, where we're not pressing, and those sorts of things. So I think that comes with just repetition, seeing different things, and then it becomes kind of automatic muscle memory where you read a play and you just do it.
Derek, 37 stops for Mike Smith in between the pipes, but he also chipped in with an assist and was engaged in a couple of scrums in front of his own net. When a goaltender's that engaged, what does that do for you guys on the bench?
Yeah, it's awesome. He almost had a goal there at the end, I think, too. He just missed that. But, yeah, Smitty's awesome. He was dialed in tonight, and you've seen it so many times. I've seen it in Calgary. I've seen it playing against him here in Edmonton, and now here in my short time playing here in Edmonton, I've seen it. He's just a fierce competitor, and you see it out there on the ice where he's fighting for every puck, fighting for every angle, and he's like another defenseman back there making plays, making outlet passes, beating their forecheck, and he's an elite asset to have.
How would you describe him as a teammate?
Fierce competitor, if you wanted me to be suffice. He's always competing in practice. If he scores on you, if you score on him, he's mean mugging you, and he doesn't want that to happen. So he's always trying to get better, and he's a fierce competitor.
Thanks, Derek.
Yep.